Just before I left for vacation, you probably heard, if you didn't, you can go back and listen to the podcast. We had an exclusive interview with the Vice President of Rates and Regulatory Requirements at Eversource, Doug Horton. And it came after a lot of Connecticut residents were fuming getting their July electric bills. Eversource customers saw increases in what's called the public benefits portion of their bill. And they were substantial. And so we were diving into why this incredible uptick happened, who's sort of to blame. And what's interesting is there's not one entity in particular, but something that kept coming up, it seemed, was that our local government had something to do with this. Basically, it kind of sounded like the majority had voted that this was going to be okay. And yet, none of us saw this coming. The average resident in Connecticut certainly didn't see this coming. But Eversource customers are saying, wait, so we're going to have to pay this till the spring? And the governor even said that, actually, in a press conference last week. He said, yeah, it's not ideal, but unfortunately, we're going to have to kind of deal with this until the springtime. So you're telling me for the next 10 months, people have to basically, what's already unaffordable, make it feel more unaffordable? Like, this can't kind of go on. Not to mention, we gave no planning. We discovered here on the show live that Eversource knew we were going to see a substantial uptick before we even entered the 2024 calendar year. So why didn't we prepare better? Why didn't we take more action on this? And so I learned while I was away that House and Senate Republicans came together calling for a special legislative session to tackle this and hold people's feet to the fire and say, we have to have a better strategy than what just happened to the average utility customer here in Connecticut at the beginning of this month. Joining me now is State Senator Steve Harding for more. And good morning to you, Senator Harding. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me, as always. And this is really such an important issue to highlight. And there is a better way, as the saying often goes, and there is an opportunity for us to address that and not force the ratepayers essentially to pay this throughout the summer, into the fall, and even into the winter through the spring, to think about. I mean, that's how long we're talking, that the ratepayers are going to be forced to pay this ridiculous public benefit increase. And families just in the first month alone are reaching out to my office and countless other senators and representatives' offices, telling them that, you know, they simply just can't afford to pay this one month, and to think that they're going to finally find the money to pay for this month, then they're going to get hit by August or September's bill, which is going to be just as bad. So there is an opportunity for us to address this. And my hope is that the majority party and the governor's office does the right thing and calls us into special session to address this.
I mean, not to mention, Senator Harding, a couple of things here. First of all, having people find out that maybe not all, but a portion of this money that's being paid back was a program that nobody, you know, essentially called for. And when I say nobody, there are obviously people who were going to have their service shut off. We do understand that. But there were also the majority of Eversource customers paying their bills during the pandemic. So when we were told we're not going to shut anything off, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen to anybody for a year and a half, the average Eversource customer, at least the ones I'm hearing from, were like, we didn't ask for that. We paid our bills on time. Why am I now fitting the bill for people who couldn't pay their bills? So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, it sounds like these are almost kind of hidden charges that were okayed by lawmakers. They were sort of hidden when it could have been done in the budget, for example. So I find that those are two things. You know, when you're hearing, you know, hey, at this point, guys, you got to conserve energy, you know, don't be running your air conditioning. That's lunacy. And that's appalling to tell somebody to tell, you know, that this is how you should act, especially when you look at the weather in August. There's no way you could have survived during the heat without the air conditioning running. So for that to be the response, like, hey, let's try to conserve energy so that your bills aren't so high, that's not the answer. So I'd love to hear what has come from this call for a special session. Like, what are you looking for?
Right. Well, I mean, Melissa, just one quick thing. I think for anyone to turn around and say, well, you just, you know, just conserve energy, don't use it. It's one thing for an adult who lives by himself or herself to do that, right? But I have two young kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old at home. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting them in an air conditioner in the middle of August or in a room without an air conditioner if it's 95 degrees. And then making them deal with it. It's not so that you're not talking to any working family, frankly, when you're saying something like that. You just don't understand what it's like to have children in the house and to do what's right by them at the very least. But number two, to your point, so we have an opportunity. We called for this back in February. We said, look, this public benefit charge, it really is a social program that should be budgeted. And there should be transparency surrounding it. It should be part of our state budget. And the state taxpayers deserve to know what their tax dollars are going towards. What is frustrating about how this is all working out is that essentially a moratorium and other public benefits are being baked into your rate costs. So legislators can go back to their districts and say, well, we voted for no tax increases, or there was a minimal increase in the state budget, yet they're baking other social programs onto your electric bills under the guise of this quote-unquote public benefit charge, which there's zero transparency surrounding. So what we've been saying since February is move this out of your electric bill, move this onto the state budget, and then we can have a candid, open conversation like every other line item we vote on in our state budget about what programs are necessary, what programs may not be as important, prioritizing that, and then ultimately finding the revenue and the tax money for that. Instead of baking it into essentially a hidden tax that the hardworking middle class, blue collar individuals across the state are struggling to afford right now. So there should be, at the very least, if nothing else, transparency surrounding taxes and fees that the residents of this state and the ratepayers of this state pay. And unfortunately, the majority, at least on this front, has a complete unwillingness to do anything about that. And, what's more than that is, that's a long-term issue. I think that down the road, I think we can continue to make this better and kind of phase out this hidden tax. That would be the goal here. I'd like to get rid of it in one shot, but I mean, in all reality, it would probably have to be some sort of phase out over time. But more importantly than that, we have a proposal, Melissa, to go into special session and actually provide immediate relief to ratepayers, and that would be using unallocated, or what's left to be unallocated, ARPA funds, using it to pay down some of this moratorium public benefit that is the hidden tax that so many individuals are paying, as well as additional funds that we can find to further supplement this public benefit moving forward. So these are really the opportunities that we have to provide long-term relief, to stop the bleeding, so to say, for these energy rates going forward, but at the same time, provide the immediate relief which so many hardworking families are desperately looking for right now, and understandably so.
And Senator Harding, I know this was really, the proposal was outlined, much more during a news conference last week at the Legislative mm-hmm. Office Building, and it was, again, House and Senate Republicans coming together calling for this special legislative session. Has anything come about since then? Have you heard from the majority? Have you heard from the governor saying we'll debate, going into special session?
So, the governor's office said that, they'll consider it if there's immediate relief, but we haven't heard anything. And subsequent to this news conference, Representative Candelora and I did send a letter to the governor's office over the weekend asking to sit down and meet and discuss going into special session. We have not yet heard back. And then in addition to that, it seems like the majority has kind of summarily rejected it once again and went back to some sort of blame game on who's really to blame for this rate increase. Again, we can sit, we can quabble all day long over who is to blame. I have my own opinions on that, and I can highlight why I believe the majority party is to blame. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We are where we're at right now. We have hardworking people trying to find a way to make ends meet, to pay these ridiculous electric bills. We have to do something to help them now and help them in the future. I don't care who's to blame. I don't care if it's a Republican solution or a Democrat solution or an indifferent solution. If it's going to help the ratepayers of the state, we have an obligation to address it and address it now. It's enough quabbling. The people of the state, frankly, deserve better than that. Let's go into special session, at least have a discussion about ways we can stop the bleeding and provide some immediate relief right now. The people of the state absolutely deserve better.
Mm-hmm. But at this point, if I have this correct, it's basically we'll look at this, but nothing has been put on the books.
That's correct. There's been nothing that's been put on the books, and we're going to reengage this conversation today into later this week. I mean, we absolutely have an obligation to go into special session, and we'll keep the pressure on. You know, for those that are listening, and you have a big, you know, listening base of all different types of voters from all different political stripes, I would urge them to please reach out to your senators, reach out to your representatives, and urge them to go into special session to do something about these energy rates. I think the only way we're going to get to this point, seemingly, because, again, there was really no urgency when we brought out this issue by the majority or by the governor's office, is that there's enough voters reaching out to their senators and representatives, particularly on the Democratic side of the aisle, saying, look, I'm a voter for you, and I want to see you do something about this and do something about it now. At least at that point, you know, you're held accountable to your constituents. If your constituents want you to go into special session, I believe you have an obligation to do that. So please reach out to your senators and representatives and ask them to do the right thing and go into special session here to finally address this issue.
And I think you're completely right, Senator Harding. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is or which way you lean. I think at the end of the day, if you own a property and you have utilities that you pay at the end of the month, you should care about this. And I also want to say that you don't have to be an Eversource customer. This, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this could happen to, you know, UI at some point. I mean, we could see
Absolutely.
Something like this happen, right, to any utility customer.
Correct. And we have certain standards that we state in terms of what energy resources you have to purchase and different regulations that we set in Hartford. So, I mean, all of these policies trickle down to basically any energy customer throughout the state. So it doesn't matter if you have Eversource or UI or have an independent utility. If you're in a community that has that, there's not a lot throughout the state to do. Mostly it's Eversource and UI. But even if, you know, no matter who you pay your energy bill or electric bill to every month, there is going to be an impact on you. And so whether it's today or into the future. So we can address this issue now and move our state towards a more sustainable, more affordable path and providing energy to our ratepayers, and we have an obligation to do that. And I'm hopeful that in special session this summer we can do something about this.
Senator Harding, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Please keep us posted if anything changes.
Yes, thank you, Melissa. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, I appreciate you too, Senator Steve Harding, again on WICC.